I'm Edie, and I love this time of year. I adore decorating for the holidays, and I also love writing resolutions. I can't stop at just one. I need to have long-term resolutions and resolutions that I can cross off in a day. Also, I am not the kind of person who ditches her resolutions by the third week of January. Not me.
Not you.
My job titles include mom, reading specialist, and short order cook. I do it all, Leia. Even snow removal.
Oh, impressive. Yes. You've gotten a wee bit of that lately, right?
Woo! A blizzard. We got a blizzard.
Oh, my gosh. Mm-hmm. Wow. Well, you sure do it all, Edie. Hi, I'm Leia, and I love a good to-do list. I could make them all day long. Sometimes I write things on my to-do list that I've already done just so I can have the satisfaction of crossing them off.
That's a good tip, Leia. I like it.
Yes, it is. My job titles include Mama to Two Teenage, Sometimes Grumpy Gals, EAL Teacher, Dog Walker, and Soup Maker Extraordinaire. Mm. Oh, hang on. And we're both bloggers and podcasters, Edie. How could we have forgotten those?
I forgot. You're right, Leia. How could I have not mentioned those?
We're the Two Chit Chat Chicks.
Like always, we'll be sharing chit-chat tips and tricks.
Upgrade your apple cider and a long hair hack.
Ooh, we will gather around the campfire to chat about burning topics.
21 resolutions in 2021.
And of course, we'll have our chit-chat challenge of the week.
In our chit-chat tips and tricks segment, we share things that make our lives just a little bit happier or better. Edie, why don't you start today? What do you have for us?
Well, I have a tip. So I was on Zoom the other day, and I noticed that one of my coworkers was drinking from a white to-go cup. And I texted her to see what she was drinking because I was jealous. You know, I just had my, tepid coffee. And she texted back that she was drinking hot apple cider with whip. That means, for my mother, that means with whipped cream. So she said it was delicious and it's what she always orders. So after work, I ran to Target and I bought a big gallon jug of apple cider and one of those cans of whipped cream where you go shh like that.
Ooh, ready whip.
Yeah, but it said it was real whipped cream. I don't know. So I used Sue's tip of running the cider through the coffee maker and mulling it.
Yeah.
And then we added a generous amount of whipped cream, and then we had some sprinkles. And it was so good. It was like apple pie with ice cream on top.
Oh, yum. So are you having this every morning for breakfast or what?
No, I think being on the purple plan, it should be, very infrequent.
Yes, probably. I love it, though. It's a good one. Yeah,
no, we drink it at night, like when we watch Rudolph.
Okay. Ah, very good. Perfect festive drink.
Yeah, so good.
Well, okay, like it. Well, as you know, Edie, sleep is a bit of a struggle for me, and there are a lot of things that can keep me from sleeping soundly. But one thing that has really improved my sleep comfort is putting my hair up in an upside-down ponytail before I go to bed.
What?
So I just flip my head over and put it in a scrunchie so it's sitting like way up high on my head. And that way I don't have hair getting in my face and I'm not sweating up a storm. And it's just like one less thing to deal with.
Hmm.
So that's it. Short and simple. But it's been kind of revolutionary for me. So I hope it can help other long-haired poor sleepers like me.
It could change someone's life, Leia.
Yes, it could. And of course, so could upgrading your apple cider.
Oh, do it. Do I hear a campfire?
Do I hear a campfire tune?
Fire's burning, fire's burning. Draw nearer, draw nearer.
It's time for campfire chat. I first heard about writing more than one resolution on the podcast, Happier with Gretchen Rubin. So this was way back in 2018, and it all seemed like a bit much. So I didn't join in the fun until 19 in 2019. Okay. So for those of you who are super into this, I would encourage you to check out the Happier Podcast archives to hear more about Gretchen and her sister Elizabeth's take on this. So Leah,
yeah,
this is my third year of participating in this fun tradition.
Oh, I really love this idea, Edie. As soon as you mentioned it, I jumped in with both feet.
You did. I was shocked.
I know. Well, I was in a meeting where things were kind of going from bad to worse. People were feeling pretty negative, and I just thought, I can't deal with this negativity. So I just started to jot down a few notes, and pretty soon I had them.
You were done. I was on number eight, and you're like, I'm done. It was great.
I like to use my time wisely. Mm-hmm. So this week, we're going to have a lightning round of 21 resolutions for 2021. Our goal is to show you that your resolutions don't need to be off the charts to make a big difference in the quality of your life or that of other people's lives.
Exactly. Most of our goals are modest and manageable. You have some big ones, big honkers on yours, Leah.
Not really.
Due to the pandemic and uncertainty about the vaccine, my list is much different than what it would usually be. Usually, I would have listed items that involve people, like hosting book club, hosting a granny party, visiting Ellen in Seattle, hosting family parties, but I'm not doing that because I'm tired of being disappointed. So they're all very, I don't know. They're all very pandemic. Close.
Yeah. Well, they're close to home. Close.
That's better. That's better. They're close to home.
Yes. Let's reframe that. Yes. And we are changing with the times. So how about we take turns?
All right. You can start, Leah. Kick us off.
Okay. All right. Number one, flossing every night.
Ooh, so good. Dental hygiene.
Well, it's so good. I know. I'm embarrassed every time I go to the dentist. In fact, I'm embarrassed each night I go to bed without flossing my teeth. And I always think of my sister, Nicole, and how she carries around those little floss sticks in the car. Mm. And so whenever she's driving or maybe at stoplights or I don't know what, but she's continually flossing. And her dentist is very proud of her. So
I'm proud of her, too.
Yes. Well done, Coley. Anyway, I'm on it. I actually started last night. Oh! And it's not like I don't floss all the time, but I'm going to do it every night.
Yes, I love that. So my number one is put away Christmas ornaments and decorations in an organized fashion.
Organized.
That's the key word. Usually I just, dump them all in, shove them in the corner, and that's it. But.
Mm-hmm. Well, yes, I have seen your basement, Edie, so this is a very good resolution for you. You've got a lot of decorations there to contend
with.
Yes,
and I'm contending.
Good. Contend away. Mm-hmm. Okay, so my number two is about maintaining my bedside table. It has two drawers pouring out with nonsense that I never use before bed, and then there's crap all over the top of it. So I am going to curate it so that I have all my wants and needs right there, but nothing extra. I have this beautiful lamp on the top, and it has a lip around it that gives me just enough room for my glasses and my earplugs. But I would also like a coaster and a signature cup to inspire hydration.
Ooh, Leah, this was one of my resolutions a couple years ago, and I have my table all clear. And I have like a little bowl of inspirational rocks by my bed and a cute lamp.
Ooh.
I'll post a picture.
Well done. Mm-hmm. You do that. Okay. So what's your number two?
I am going to purge Christmas decorations that I haven't used in 2 years. So this is going to help my organization to get rid of some stuff, but it's going to be hard because I have a lot of cool vintage decorations. So if anyone wants them, you can private message me. You can have them.
Okay. All right. You heard that here. Okay. Well, again, you've got a lot of decorations to contend with, so not a bad idea at all.
Yeah, that's good.
No. Yeah. Okay. Well, my number three is something I've already begun and I want to carry on. I have discovered that I am actually more social than I thought. The key is I mostly like to socialize in my own spaces. I have this cozy nook of a classroom or slash office that people regularly gather in for lunch and coffee and my soup, and it brings me so much joy. And I've also started having friends over for nibbles and wine after school on occasion. So I'm actually going to be more social, not less like the rest of the world, because remember that I am fortunate enough to live in this tiny little pocket of the world that is actually COVID-free. And I also live in an apartment where many fellow teachers and friends live as well.
Is it like dorm living? I'm not sure I'd like that.
No, it's not like dorm living. We never see each other unless we take the opportunity. And I am taking it more and more. And it's also nice just to be able to saunter home and not have to drive anywhere when you're visiting in the same apartment, right? Minimal effort for big social gains.
Oh, I approve, Leia. Very good.
Thank you.
My number three is host one family get-together in 2021.
Oh, I am truly hoping this can happen, Edie. All fingers and toes crossed for this one. Right?
Right. Yeah, we'll see what happens. Okay, number four for you.
Okay, my number four. Well, I am getting my 10,000 steps back on track.
Woo-woo!
Now that Now that I finally found my Fitbit charger, I am motivated again. In between running around at work, having Moondog and Leslie Sansone on YouTube, while I watch Netflix on another device, I really have no excuse for not reaching the magical 10,000 steps goal.
Agreed. And if you're consistent, that will really pay off big time.
Absolutely.
Okay, here's my number four, Leia. I am going to, wait for it, use hand lotion every night before I go to bed. My hands have turned into like little pterodactyl claws.
Oh, man. I wish I would have thought and got onto this one years ago.
Right?
My hands look like 50 years older than my face does.
Well, I don't think that's true for you, but, you know, I got to get on it.
We have to nourish our hands.
Yes.
Okay, number five. I want to explore my city in 2021. So I live in the capital city of China. It's rife with history and fascinating cultural sites and food and people watching. But I tend to cozy up in my house and not engage with the culture enough. So provided COVID keeps its profile low here in 2021, I want to immerse myself in Chinese culture through exploring Beijing more.
Ooh, I like that. How are you going to find out what you want to explore? Lonely Planet?
Well, through Lonely Planet, of course. Oh, man.
Well, you'll have to keep us updated on what you explore, Leigh. I love that.
I will do that. I'll post photos. So what's your number five?
I am going to exercise 2 to 3 times a week. So it can be on a DVD, or it can be one of my run walks, or it can even be like a one of those walks where I drag myself through it. I don't care, but it's got to be something. Recently read that a 20-minute walk is long enough to shift your consciousness into optimism, and I like that.
I like that too. Well, Edie, can I tell you something? You don't know this.
Oh.
We're watching each other. As we're talking, we're on Zoom, so we can see each other's faces.
Uh-huh.
But what you don't know is that I am on my recumbent bicycle right now. And I'm pedaling.
Oh.
I am pedaling while podcasting.
So good. What a tip.
Yeah. Okay. So, let me see. Where am
I?
I'm on to number six. Okay. Oh, number six. I want to be all about the colorful capes in 2021, Edie.
What do you mean by capes?
Like ponchos,
oh,
capes, scarves.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Not like wizard capes. But
like you're Professor McGonagall.
Well, I am playing Snow White in the pantomime at school this week, so I have a red cape for that.
That's
but not
more
that.
Of a capelet.
Okay, you're right.
Yeah.
It is. It is. Anyway, I'm getting better at wearing fitted clothes, but they're mostly black, so I want to dress myself up with beautiful scarves and capes that can envelop me and keep me warm in the cold winters here and protect me from the sun when it gets hot. And I'm also finding lots of masks that work with my palette of colors. Did you know I was a deep autumn, Edie?
I wouldn't have guessed you were a deep autumn. That goes way back
to colors.
Color Me Beautiful that was popular in the 80s.
I know, and now Colors by Kay, one of our chicks. She does colors. That's where I learned, and I look great in deep autumn colors.
Okay, well, you wear those deep autumn colors, Leia.
I will. Okay, you're on to number six. What are you doing?
I am going to be cleaning and restocking my gifting area. I have all these drawers in the basement that are full of gifts. And some of them I wouldn't give my worst enemy. So they are being donated and I am updating. I don't even know what's in there, Leia. I found a baby unicorn book that I had bought for Lulu when she was like four.
Well, again, you have a lot of stuff, Edie. And don't get me wrong, I love your stuff. I'm even jealous of your stuff. But getting your stuff together is a grand plan. Yeah. It'll also make you an even better gift giver, which I could hardly believe is possible because you're the best that I
know. Well, it's going to be a lot better because no one's going to get these sad things that are in there. So.
Okay. Well, I've already mentioned my number seven in episode 20 about our grannies, but I want to develop a few signature salad dressings that I have on standby. I'm just so tired of bottles of crappy chemical-laden salad dressing clogging up the refrigerator. So I'm going to channel my inner Uma and Mama, and I'm going to start making my own with top shelf olive oil and vinegars and fresh spices.
Oh.
And herbs.
That is so good, so doable, and I'll be looking forward to lots of summer salads when you come back to Madison.
Yes, yes, absolutely. What about you? What's your number seven?
I am going to be scheduling an artist date with my friend Lena at least every other month. So Lena and I will get on a Zoom call, and we'll each go to our studio, and we'll just hang out and create stuff and show each other what we're doing and talk. And I love it. She's the best. And I was holding up the Christmas card, Leia, that she designed in one of our artist sessions.
Oh, with the cardinals.
Yes.
I love that.
Yeah. So as she was making it, she's like, you know, what should I do here or there? And so then she sent me a bunch to send out. So...
fabulous.
Which is neither here nor there, but yeah, art date with Lena every other month. And I called her and she said that that's fine. She thought we could do more, but that's just icing on the cake if we do more.
You bet. Oh, absolutely delightful. It'll go a long way toward lifting you and Lena's spirits.
For sure. What's your eighth?
Yeah. My eighth, Edie, is to take each of my daughters out individually every few weeks. Again, remembering we're in a COVID-free zone here in Beijing, Charlotte and I went out for paninis at the bakery across the street yesterday, and she just opened up to me. We had such a wonderful conversation, and it felt like we were friends. And just hours earlier, I was at the same bakery with my friend. I spent a lot of time there with my friend Christine. And she said that her goal was to be friends with her daughters. She has three. And she's reframing her relationship with them. And I love that. So I think I feel the same way. I want my daughters to see me as their friend, especially as they're both getting ready to fly out of the nest in the next few years. And I think that this casual time together will help to nurture those relationships in the right direction.
Well, you can never go wrong with, well, maybe you can, but I feel like in this instance, you can never go wrong with more family time.
Mm-hmm. Right?
Especially casual.
Yeah. I mean, it's not like we're going to be.
Casual panini time. That's awesome.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Exactly. It's not like we're smoking pot together or something.
Like Melissa Etheridge and her kids.
No. Not like that. Okay. Enough of that. On to your eight, Edie.
I am going to start selling original collages either on Etsy, but hopefully I'll be able to sell them at some art fairs this summer.
Yay! Yeah. Yes! I want this to start happening for you in a big way.
I have some of them ready to go, but I just have not got the momentum going to get them on Etsy because I still have an iPhone 6, as you know, Leia, and it takes horrid pictures. So, I don't know, but that's where I'm headed. Mm-hmm.
I'm really excited about that. You are destined for greatness with this, my friend.
Thank you!
Yes. Okay, well, my number nine is actually very simple. It's reading more. And I'm not talking about news.
No news.
No news. I'm reading more fiction, mostly. I've started a children's Bible, a novel by Lydia Millett just this week. Loving it. It's a little Lords of the Flyish, sort of written from a children's perspective. Very interesting and brilliant writing. And I have a pile of book recommendations. And we're getting even more on the coop from our nonfiction episode this week, right? Mm-hmm. So I feel like this is the year I want to fall in love with reading again, even at the expense of losing some Netflix time.
Not that.
Don't give that up, no!
So I'm going to be a little Gretchen Rubin on you, Leia, and I think that's awesome, okay. But you don't need to, I don't care. But maybe set, like, I'm going to read 12 books, or I'm going to read 50 pages a day. That's what she would say, because yours is too general.
Oh. Okay, right, and you actually gave us a tip or a trick last week about how to set goals for reading.
Yeah.
So... fair enough. Okay, I will look at that and I'll think about how I can be more specific.
Yeah, I feel terrible even saying that. Like,
how dare you?
I'm bossy britches. Okay, but you do whatever you want. Read more, you know. And I did look up that book, A Children's Bible, because I'm like, what is she talking about? And super interesting.
Very.
So my number nine is to make 8 new dinner recipes throughout the year, and I'm going to make them from Claire Tansey's cookbook, Dinner Uncomplicated.
Oh, yeah. Recommended on the Satellite Sisters, right? They interviewed her.
That's where I heard about it. She was on a couple times, and I ordered it on Amazon, and it came immediately, and it is uncomplicated.
Is it really easy enough?
Easy enough, except all of her meat weights are in grams. So I'm going to have to figure that out.
You can convert it easily on, just like go to cooking conversion on Google. It's right there.
Okay, I need to do that. That is the only, sad spot. So I'm excited to go.
Okay, you can. Mm-hmm. You can do this. Yay. And yay, Satellite Sisters. Another plug for our favorite podcast.
Love them.
I know. And Claire Tansey's cookbooks do seem fabulous. I might need to purchase one myself on Kindle because I wouldn't want to have it sent to China. It would never get here. Okay, so we're on to 10 already. Oh, and this one's about my core, Edie.
Oh, okay.
it's mushy.
Oh, dear.
It really is. So... what can I say? So I want to commit to, and here's specificity mm-hmm. for you, specificity. I want to commit to 10 minutes a day, just that, of some kind of strengthening activity, whether it's Pilates or just a regimen of different exercises, I don't care. I can do this during Netflix,
of
right?
Of course.
Yeah, so I think a consistent 10 minutes a day will give me big results in how I feel and how I look. Yeah. So I'm excited to get started on this, and I'm even going to start before January 1st because I am raring to go.
Ooh, impressive. Mm-hmm. But what's almost more impressive, Leia, is that I have no resolutions about my arms.
I was just about to comment on that. What about the arm? Surely that's in the list somewhere.
It is not. I'm letting it go.
Okay. Well, maybe like before the summer, you might bring it back.
I might. You know, you can always do that. So my number 10 mm-hmm. is I'm going to start dealing with my digital photos. I am going to make 3 photo books on Shutterfly and... Uh-huh. Like, I don't even think my kids know what they looked like when they were younger. I don't even, and then like, I swear Tim might digitally have a bunch of pictures on his computer. It's a mess. Mm. But I'm just going to start chipping away at it. 3 photo books.
Okay. Well, that's very ambitious,
it
Edie.
Is.
I'm just scared to even go there. It's like a black hole.
Well, I have another tip from Gretchen Rubin about photo books.
Yeah.
She just has mm-hmm. them, like you can have Shutterfly randomly put in the pictures and then she makes minor adjustments. She doesn't do any of the typing in of comments. She handwrites all of it in a Sharpie.
Oh, that sounds like my dad. He writes on top of every single photo. Destroyed because
well this would be like in a text box, so I'm gonna do that. I'm not, because that's what takes me forever is typing those damn captions. So
okay, swearing again. expletives on the podcast, you watch out there, girl.
Okay, no more, because this is family friendly.
Yes. Okay, Edie. Your prairie girl greeting cards are gonna come in handy for this one.
Ooh, tell me more.
Okay, so my 11th goal is that I want to write 3 cards a week. Yeah, mostly they will be hand-delivered because getting things out of China is both expensive and you never know if they'll arrive. But I want to write notes of appreciation to my colleagues, love letters, friendship letters, the works. And they don't need to be long, just heartfelt.
Oh, well, nothing could be better than that. Very good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know. So, what about you? What's your 11?
My number 11 is to continue working on Wellness Wins Purple Plan, though I may rewrite the plan and call it Prairie Edie's Pink Plan.
Which will mean what?
Well, I'm generally going along with the purple plan, but I'm eating pretzels. I don't know. I'm not sure.
Well, pea, purple, pretzels, pea. Alliterative foods should be able to go in the purple plan.
Yeah, and possibly the pink pretzels. Plan. I could start my own
and pink.
Empire with the pink plan.
Sounds good. Well, actually, that's one of my goals too, success partner. Not the pink plan as such, but my... Maybe I could become a convert.
Yeah.
But my plan is to be more consistent with the Wellness Wins Purple Plan. So much beautiful whole food for 0 points. It's actually quite exciting to be able to eat and prepare such great food and still, you know, maintain or lose some weight. So I am so happy we get to do this. Take control of the kinds of food we eat, yet still continue loving to eat. What a privilege, right?
It is so good. All right, moving along. Number 12 is I'm going to start making my bed every day.
It's about damn time, girl.
Yeah, I don't make my
bed.
Oh,
no, I swore.
Jeez,
no?
Stop it.
Oh, you don't make your bed?
No, mm-mm.
Okay, well, interestingly, Don and I both sleep in the corpse pose, so all we need to do in the morning is fluff the pillows and slightly shift the duvet, and the bed is done.
Jeez.
So. Yeah, it's easy. But well done. There was that TED Talk, right, about, you know, make your bed and your whole life will go well.
So we'll see.
You go, girl. Mm-hmm. We'll see. Okay. Number 13. It's something that you're already into in a big way, Edie. I want to firm up my morning ritual. So it's getting there, but I really desire both the time, which will mean getting up a bit earlier, maybe 15 minutes earlier or so. But I really have to make all of my time valuable. I want to take the time to have like about a 15-minute meditation and then do a little tapping and some inspirational reading and listening while enjoying my coffee. And I also want to have a few beautiful affirmations memorized or by my bedside that I think about the first thing when I'm waking up. So just no room for any negativity because I'm right on to those beautiful thoughts. And no news will be allowed until all this goodness is done. And then maybe I won't even want news.
Oh, that's true. Well, right? I feel like this is actually a bunch of resolutions all wrapped up into one.
Is
it? It's very ambitious, Leah, but if anyone can do it, you can.
Well, I've already kind of started with it, so I'm kind of halfway there already. So.
And I feel like those affirmations would go back to Jack Canfield's success principles.
Yes, I should go back and look at that book again, because Lord knows we need to be spending a little bit more time, success partner. Yes, reviewing that. But that's another story.
That's another issue.
Okay.
So my number 13 is I'm going to schedule in time to write using Natalie Goldberg's method from Wild Mind. I have a lot of writing projects going, and I just need to work on them. And I know, this isn't specific enough, but I felt too afraid to say every day. So this is still, okay. I need to tweak it. Mm-hmm.
And that's absolutely fine. But I love the, the sort of 10 minutes of writing or whatever you decide it's going to be.
Yeah.
Yes, that's fabulous. And I want to do the same thing. In fact, my goal is to write. I didn't use it as a goal. I haven't included it. But it's been an ongoing goal for a long time that I'm not super consistent with. And that is to write for at least, get this, 5 minutes a day.
Yeah.
And I know that's not very much, but 5 minutes over time really, really adds up.
Yeah, it sure does. So, Okay, what is your 14?
My 14. Okay, well, I came across this quote some time ago, and I want to actively practice it this year. And it is simply this: be the love in the room.
Oh.
Right? So depending on where I am and what I'm doing, that will look different. It might be giving hugs, or it might be giving my full attention to someone, or maybe delivering a spontaneous cup of hot chocolate to one of my gals. Whatever form it may take, though, I want it to be one of my overriding goals in life, just being the love in the room.
Maybe that could be one of your affirmations on your bedside table. You could decorate it with stickers and throw it in a frame.
Ooh, Edie, you're onto something.
Yeah, you've gotten very advanced with your stickers, Leah.
Have you seen my computer cover?
That's what I mean. That's so advanced. It's cool.
I should post that on the coop. All the students at WAB that have seen it are very impressed with my computer.
Yes, it's fun.
Very findable. Mm-hmm. It's fun. Okay, that should have been a goal. Up my sticker game, but it's already pretty up.
Sorry. So. There's no place to go with it, Leah. You've arrived.
I've arrived. Okay, so on to 14 for you.
I am going to be putting away my phone on Sunday for the whole day. And after this, I'm putting away my phone.
Okay, right, because it is Sunday morning for you, mm-hmm. and it's Sunday evening for me. Wow. So, you won't give up the podcasting on Sundays then.
I guess I meant no scrolling on Sunday. So I can use the phone to talk to you, and I can also call my parents on Sunday. Or if I have an artist date, I can do that. But I can't be scrolling, and I can't be texting, and all that nonsense. Those time wasters. Yeah. I'm too busy making my bed.
Right. Yes. nice. All right. Okay, you're going to be proud of me for my 15th resolution, Edie. I already started it. the week I started it, the week you shared it as a tip or a trick, but I'm going to carry it on year round. And that is, I am writing a sentence a day.
What?
Yeah, I'm doing your sentence a day to figure out or to be able to look back on what I've done. So actually, it's often two or three sentences even, but I can't wait to look back on it next year and see where I was at. So I have a feeling it's going to be a tradition that just keeps going.
I love this. And it really is an easy tradition to keep, because if you write more than one sentence, fine, but one sentence is good.
Yeah, right? Easy peasy. All right. So what's your 15, Edie?
I am going to have the summer of Bill Bryson. We've brought him up many times on the podcast. He's my dad's favorite author. I've read many of his books, but I would love to reread his books. I would like to read the ones I haven't read. I've downloaded a couple on Audible. So all summer, I'm not reading young adult fiction. I'm not reading texts. I'm going to be reading Bill Bryson all summer.
All summer. Mm-hmm. Okay, well, you could even make it a Bill year. Summer's a ways off. It's good, though. I like it. Okay, here's 16 for me. I am going to send my gals, my two daughters, and my guy a loving text each day. So it's just a blip on the radar. It might even just be like an emoji, but it doesn't take but a few seconds. But I do think those little loving texts really contribute to our relationships. It's like a warm-up for when you're actually together. People know your good intentions and they feel more loving toward you.
Oh, that's so good. I love that emoji you send me of the pig hanging out the window with the pinwheel.
Yeah, that's the best.
You could send that to me every day.
I know, and it would make you happy.
It would. Though I notice I'm not, and Edie isn't in your loving texts resolution.
Oh, just wait. There's something else coming up that you'll be in.
Okay. All right.
Wait for it.
All right. My 16 is I'm going to watch all episodes of The Crown. If I don't put like watch something on Netflix, I'm not going to do it because, you know, I'm too busy. I don't know.
Making your bed.
Making my bed. Working out my arms. Shoveling. So I want to watch all the episodes of The Crown. How many seasons are there? Maybe this is too ambitious.
Three? No, I don't think it is. They're not like the last season. We've got two more in the last season, and I think there are only six or seven episodes. So no, it's very manageable.
Okay. So that's my number 16.
Okay. I love it. Okay. My 17th is to shed my baggy clothes and have a makeover.
Ooh, fun.
Yeah. So if you've been a regular listener, you know that this is a goal of mine, and I've been working toward it. I've actually recruited my friend Christine, not the Christine that I met in the coffee shop, another friend, Christine, who is a real clothes horse and a classy lady, and she's going to take me shopping and help me do a makeover on myself clothes-wise.
That sounds really fun. I like that.
I know. Yeah. I know. So we'll do that in the new year. I think sometime in January, maybe even over our break from school.
Yeah, get it done and cross it off, Leah.
Okay, that's what I love to do.
My 17 is that I'm going to watch 21 movies in 2021 with my kids.
Oh, yeah. So good.
So hopefully we can get a lot done over the holidays so I can get this crossed off.
Get it over with. So you won't have to watch anything with them in the summer.
I'll be reading Bill Bryson. Mm-hmm.
That's right. Get it done so that you can spend your summer with Bill.
That's right.
Oh, that's so good. What was I going to say? Nothing. Okay. So resolution 18 for me. Oh, this one. Well, this is a good one. I've recently realized, maybe since doing this podcast with you, Edie, the power of the audible word. So I've started sending more voice messages to people on text and on Facebook. So for resolution 18, I want to send one encouraging voice message a day to anyone, including you, that strikes my fancy. Mm-hmm. So many people I'd love to send a message to. And people seem to love my voice, right?
Well, people find it soothing and calming and beautiful. All the adjectives that aren't used for my voice, but, you know, whatever.
Your voice wakes them up when they're falling asleep with mine.
Well, my number 18 is I am not going to buy any new clothes. My clothes are, I can only buy secondhand clothes. So I am doing this because I love our planet Earth and I don't need to contribute any more waste to it. So.
And you also love thrifting.
I love thrifting. So I was already like as I was writing this, I was trying to figure out a way out. Like, I can't buy any new clothes except jeans and skirts. And I'm like, well, that's stupid. So I am keeping it. I can only buy clothes secondhand.
Okay. But panties and bras and socks and stuff, you can probably buy new, right?
Oh, for sure.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yep. Good, good. But I am all on board with that. I love it. Go to town. Mm-hmm. Oh, and if you haven't yet, check out, what is it? Episode 15. I think, all about thrifting.
So good.
I know. Yay. Okay. So for goal 19, and this is a big one that I need help with. I'm recruiting you all to help me with this because this is probably my biggest goal of all. I want a sleep routine that involves more sleep. Mm-hmm. Oh my gosh. Send your nighttime routines and how I can look forward to sleep and how I can not have bad dreams that I remember. I tend to dread going to sleep because of all of this nonsense. So I gave you the hair tip earlier, which helps, but I need a whole lot more help with my bedtime routine.
Oh, this has been an issue ever since I've known you, Leia.
Yeah, it's been an issue since the day I was born, Edie.
Well, I don't have any tips because I fall asleep within 8 seconds of getting in bed.
So good.
So we're going
to... See, I fall asleep easily. I don't want to go to sleep. Oh, I can fall asleep.
Good information. Mm-hmm. So the chicks and roosters will come through.
Yeah, help me want to sleep, people. Okay, carry on. Enough about me and sleeping.
My number 19 is I'm going to cook dinner with my son Gus once a week. I was thinking that maybe we could always do tacos on Tuesday together.
Oh, so good. Well, you know, Gus is an awesome cook, too, so he'll probably want to mix it up. But
yeah, but he's also a big slob. My friend Lena was like, why don't you just get him to cook all by himself? And I can't even imagine what the kitchen would look like.
Oh, that's true. You can be the cleanup. Yes. He can do the cooking and you can clean up after him. Yeah, that sounds great. But nice way to bond, right?
Yeah.
I love that. Okay. So my 20th goal is actually involving you, Edie. And it is that I want to create an e-course, I hope, with you.
Woo! Well, then maybe my 20th should be to create an e-course with you.
Let's do it. Oh. You might guess that this is something we've talked about before, but we've only very, you know, framed it in peripherally, but it is a dream of ours. Now that we've started the podcast and we're well underway, we would love to do some sort of course. We're not sure what it will be yet, but stay tuned.
Yeah, no clue. Okay, what's your 21?
21 is to always choose myself first before I'm, you know, running out and doing all this good for others. I need to take care of me. So if not everything gets done every day, I just don't want to beat myself up. I just want to live my best life every day. How do you like that?
I like it, but again, how is this measurable? <Too vague>.
It's not, and that's okay. We're not doing SMART goals here. We're just doing resolutions.
Maybe this is another thing you could post and sticker up so that you remember.
Yeah. You know? Okay. I like that.
Because this seems like probably the one that you would forget most out of everything on the list. We always forget ourselves, right?
That's true. Mm-hmm. That's true. Yeah. Okay. What about you? 21.
Well, mine at 21 is to create 12 playlists on Spotify.
Oh, well, you're a pro at that, aren't you?
I hope y'all have been listening to my Christmas playlists I've made for the two Chit Chat Chicks. I have a calm Christmas playlist and a wild one.
I requested the calm one. The wild one stressed me out. And I still need a calmer one.
What?
Yet I need one full of hymns and boys' choirs and, you know, Handel's Messiah.
No,
I'm sorry.
I can't. You're going to have to make that one.
Traditional.
No.
Well, if I, okay, maybe Charlotte can help me make it because I don't know how to make playlists. But anyway, this is all about you and your 12 playlists.
So I am going to do that, and I'm going to be working on a New Year's Day one. That's going to be so good.
No. Mm-hmm. Oh, I hope there's more Dolly in it.
Well, how could there not be? So
that's what I thought.
Being really experienced in making these lists, I suggest that you post your lists where you can see it, because in 2020, like, I just lost mine. I don't even know where it went.
Who knows what you had to do in 2020?
Well, granted,
you lost
I probably
it.
Couldn't do any of it, but like, put it where you can see it so you can look back at what you said you were going to do, because, you know, it's a lot.
It's a lot. 21.
Yep.
It's time for the Chit Chat Challenge. Last week, our challenge was to post beloved nonfiction books on the coop and to tell the stories behind the books. Did you post any more nonfiction titles on the coop, Edie?
No, I did not. I decided to reread Wild Mind. I have a friend who is reading it for the first time at my suggestion, and she tells me that she wants to write, but she doesn't know where to begin. So you begin by reading Wild Mind, right?
Yes.
I also, for more nonfiction, I also did download those Bill Bryson books, so I'm ready for summer.
good stuff. Actually, Dawn just started listening to Bill Bryson's The Body.
Ooh, yes.
On Audible. Yeah, he's really enjoying it. Meantime, I posted a recommendation on the coop that I was originally going to talk about on the podcast called Under the Banner of Heaven. Oh my, such a good read.
Ooh, I'll have to add that to my list. But thanks all the chicks and roosters who posted at the coop. My To Be Read pile kept on growing throughout the week.
Yes, indeed. I know. So much to read. Okay, so this week's challenge is to start crafting a resolution or two or 21
if you want.
But it doesn't need to be. Doesn't need to be. But we encourage you to make sure that the resolutions contribute to the ease and flow of your life, not make it harder.
Yes, make them manageable and make them fun and make some really short that you can cross off in December.
Yeah, like do them immediately. Run and do them now.
So that's it for episode 22 of the Two Chit Chat Chicks.
Check out the show notes for links to our blog and to Etsy's Prairie Girl Greeting Store.
Next week, we will be dropping our very first Best of 2020 episode. Won't that be fun?
Woo! Yes. And then we will be taking a short holiday to spend even more time with our families. Oh, maybe I should have made a goal to spend less time. No, just kidding. Next week, you are going to hear a best of episode. We've done more than 20 episodes now, so we've got a lot of material.
We sure do. The best holiday gift would be writing us a review in iTunes so others can find the show. If you are unsure how to do this, message Leia and she will help you.
Ooh. I hope I can.
We need some reviews, people.
We do. We need reviews. So thank you in advance for this holiday gift to us.
Thanks to Leia's daughter, Charlotte, and our own dear Leia for editing the show and making sure the sound quality is top notch.
Well, here's hoping it is today, too.
It will be.
Okay. All right. See you next week for our best of episode. Until then, bye-bye.
Cluck, cluck.